All right. Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be looking at California LLC costs.
Yeah.
And we've got some great sources here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're looking straight at the official California government website.
Right.
To try and figure out what are all the costs that someone would need to know about if they were going to start an LLC in California.
Yeah.
So,
and really important stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
To know ahead of time.
Yeah, so right away, like the first things that jumped out at me were the $70 filing fee for the Articles of Organization.
Right.
And then, of course, the $800.
Franchise tax.
Yeah, the annual franchise tax.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That one definitely catches people off guard sometimes.
Right.
And, you know, it's basically just the way that California funds a lot of its programs and services.
Right.
Especially, you know, things that support businesses.
Oh, interesting.
And it's a flat fee, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much your LLC makes.
So it's not like a percentage or anything?
No.
Okay.
Which is interesting because a lot of other states have different ways of doing it. Mm. Some states don't even have a franchise tax at all.
Wow.
And then some states base it on how much you actually earn.
Oh, and that makes sense.
So California's is a little bit unique in that way.
So it's like California saying, we're going to take this money and we're going to invest it back into the businesses in our state.
Exactly. Yeah, they're really invested in kind of fostering a good business ecosystem.
Okay, that's interesting.
But yeah, you're looking at like $870 right out of the gate.
Yeah, you got to have that ready.
You got to have that ready to go before you even really get started.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So then another thing I saw here was the statement of information fee.
Right.
$20.
Yep.
What is that?
So basically think of that as like an annual checkup for your LLC.
Okay.
It's just California's way of making sure they have all the most up-to-date information about your business.
So like your address and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Like your address, who's managing it, you know, basic information like that.
Okay. So it's like the DMV, but for your business.
Exactly. You got to keep everything current.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So we've got the filing fee. We've got the franchise tax. Mm-hmm. We've got the statement of information fee.
Yep.
Are there any other costs that people should be aware of that maybe they wouldn't think about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a couple things, actually, that a lot of people don't always think about right away.
Okay.
So one is a registered agent.
Okay.
So you might not need one.
Okay.
But basically, a registered agent is someone who can be the point of contact for legal documents.
Oh, okay.
And official notices and things like that.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if you don't want to be the one
dealing with all that
yourself, you can hire a registered agent to do it for you.
Okay.
So that's an added expense.
Right.
But, you know, for some business owners, that peace of mind is worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, of course, you know, depending on your industry and where you're located, you're going to need to factor in
business licenses. Yeah.
And those can vary pretty widely.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
So then I'm assuming as our business is going.
Yeah.
As our hypothetical business is growing and making money.
Right.
Are there other financial things that we need to think about?
Yeah. So as your LLC starts generating more revenue, you're going to hit another important milestone.
Okay.
And that's the $250,000 gross receipts threshold.
Okay.
And basically, once you exceed that amount in annual revenue, you're going to have to start paying
another fee.
A gross receipts fee.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the more money we make, the more we got to pay.
Exactly.
Okay, so how does that work exactly?
So essentially, it's California's way of having successful businesses contribute a bit more
to
the state's revenue.
Gotcha.
So let's say, for example, your LLC brings in $300,000 in a year.
Okay.
You would subtract that $250,000 threshold.
Right.
Leaving you with $50,000.
Okay.
That's subject to the fee.
Gotcha.
And then the actual amount you pay is based on like a tiered system.
Okay.
So the more you make above that threshold, the higher the fee's going to be.
Okay. So the more successful you are, the more you give back.
Exactly.
To California.
It's kind of like their way of making sure that everyone's contributing proportionally to their success.
So that's definitely something to keep in mind as we're planning our growth.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, understanding all these nuances is really crucial for making informed decisions about your business structure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so just to kind of recap everything that we talked about today.
Yeah.
We've got the filing fee.
Yep.
We've got the franchise tax.
Right.
And those are kind of the big ones right away.
Those are the big ones that you got to pay right away.
Yeah, from day one.
Yeah.
Then we've got the statement of information.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about possibly needing a registered agent.
Right.
And then, of course, those business licenses.
Yep.
And then as our business grows and becomes successful,
right,
then we have that gross receipts fee to think about.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot to think about.
A lot to think about, but hopefully this has given you a really clear picture,
right,
of, you know, all the costs,
right,
that you might encounter,
yeah,
when you're starting a California LLC.
So now we've got all these costs in mind.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next step?
Well, I think now that you know how much it might cost you,
right,
the next question is, you know, is it worth it?
Right.
You know, does the protection and the flexibility that an LLC offers,
right,
outweigh, you know, the financial commitment that you're going to have to make?
That's a great point.
So that's really the next deep dive, you know,
yeah,
that you're going to want to take.
Extra.
You're mapping out your business strategy.
Okay, well, thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.